Allah is not done. He says, don't let those who are making so many efforts to destroy Islam turn believers into disbelievers, to further kufr on the earth. They have a lot of money, they have a lot of resources, they have a lot of tools. لا يحزنك الذين يسارعون في الكفر. Don't let their efforts and their schemes and their propaganda ever worry you. فلا تخافوهم وخافوني إن كنتم مؤمنين.
الله أكبر الله أكبر.
Every time you and I stand in front of Allah, it's not just because we worship Allah. That is also an acknowledgement that we fear no one but Allah. When every salah is a reminder that there is nothing else, that is an acknowledgement every time you and I stand in prayer. So I was expecting Allah will say, don't worry about their schemes, they won't harm you. But Allah says what instead? إِنَّهُمْ لَنْ يَضُرُّ اللَّهَ شَيْئًا. Don't worry about their schemes, they can't harm Allah. Why is that? Because Allah is our protection. Then why is Allah giving them this opportunity to scheme and plot and further their cause and make things more and more difficult for the believers? يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَلَّا يَجْعَلَ لَهُمْ حَظًّا فِي الْآخِرَةِ. Allah wants that they get nothing, not even a little bit of the akhirah. Allah says, I'd like to let you dig your hole a little deeper, let you do your evil. Instead of being afraid of them, the Quran makes us feel sorry for them. They're digging their own hole.